Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is episode number 61, and I'm your host, Kelly McCauzy. I have been on such a mission doing all of these podcast interviews, and I just love every single one of them. Oh my gosh. I love that you're getting to know these women. I love that they were part of the book project. Up next, Pam Hamilton. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm joined now by my guest, Pam Hamilton from buildingvisibility.com. Hi, Pam.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
I'm good. Sorry for the speech, guys. I just realized I really needed to move my microphone closer. Pam, I've known you for less than a year. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem possible.
I know.
But what do you want my audience to know about you?
What do I want them to know about me? I am loving life right now. I think that's the most important thing, you know? To go from being visible to invisible to getting fully visible and just living from my authentic self is a joy, you know? You get that real inner joy going all the time. And I think that's really what I want them to know, that when you are yourself, everything else works.
That makes me grin because my own journey towards really accepting myself and being authentic, it certainly attracts other people mm-hmm. who have a similar vibe, and you know, people who've just decided, you know what, I'm done trying to fit into some mold or impress other people. I'm just gonna be me.
Yeah.
Look, we found each other.
Yeah, I think that's why it feels like we've known each other forever, even though it's only been a little while.
So you went from feeling invisible to being willing to be visible, and now you're teaching other people to build visibility.
Yes, absolutely.
For their business.
Yeah. I knew I needed to change something. I was doing real estate investing, and I was teaching this other guy how to do it with me. And we went to this place to buy a piece of property or to make an offer. And the two of us, we both were there. And I explained everything. I talked to the people and I was showing him how to talk to the people. He said some words. And a few days later, a friend of mine happened to know the people. And they were talking to them about this guy that came to make this offer to them. They didn't remember me at all. So I was like, wow.
Because you were good at being invisible.
I was really good at being invisible.
Really, Pam, good. We just completed the Stretch Yourself Challenge.
Yes.
And that's all about content marketing. Of all the things that you've been involved in with content marketing, what have you been most excited about?
Well, I'm excited that I've redone a lot of things with my site and I'm coming up with this new podcast, but I'm also doing this summit for the first time. And I'm really excited about the summit. It's called the Business Profit Equation, and it really talks about getting visible because that's a key element. And then it talks about structure and it talks about systems. So it plugs into my areas of expertise a lot. But I'm having amazing guests. I reached out to people. I really went out of my comfort zone and reached out to amazing speakers that are going to be there. And I'm so jazzed about this. I really am.
Speaking of things you're jazzed about, you're part of the book project.
Yes, I am.
Past your shit.
There we are.
So why were you a yes to being part of this project?
Because I wanted people to know my story. I wanted people to know that no matter where they are, they can change, right? You can't rebuild your life overnight, but you can change direction overnight. You can be going in the direction that you want to be going in. And so I tell everybody, every day is the first day of the rest of your life. And I know that sounds corny, but every single day that you wake up in your right mind, you can make a conscious decision to start going where you want to be going. And that is amazing. And I wanted people to know that. I wanted people to know you can make a difference. You can make your life go where you want it to.
That several years ago, a friend of mine was experiencing some side effects of medication that her thoughts were scrambled and she was so overwhelmed. And I just remember thinking, well, I'm not a complete stranger to like medical issues creating anxiety. But she literally couldn't think straight for a little period of time. And there was this little inner terror of what if it's forever? What if I'm never going to think straight again? And I just feel so grateful. Like when you say, if you wake up in your right mind, like if that's the first thought in our mind every morning, like, am I in my right mind? Do I have all my faculties? That is a damn good day. Like it is worthy of celebration.
There it is.
we don't take enough time to be grateful.
Yeah, I'm very grateful every day I wake up in my right mind because there's new things I can do.
So I'm asking everyone about working with Karen Crompton, our story coach. What was that like for you?
That was amazing. Because she brought so much clarity and so much, she made it easy. And so when I agreed to write the book, I scheduled into my Trello that, get in the first draft. And then I scheduled in all these sessions of rewrites, And then I did final draft, and then I put in promoting. And it was so amazing to me because I didn't have to do all the redrafting I thought I was going to have to, because she gave so many, she would come in and she would just ask the questions so that I could clarify certain points, you know? And it was always, so the drafting, the creating the drafts, the rewrites were really easy, because I knew exactly what needed to be answered or straightened out for her. So it was really wonderful.
I recommend her to anyone who wants to put together a collaborative project, but really anyone who wants help telling their story.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anybody that wants to tell their story, she's a wonderful story editor.
She picked
her zone of excellence.
What did you gain from the experience of writing your story this time?
More clarity in how to share it, more clarity in that it has an impact on people, even whose story is not the exact story as mine, because people are invisible for different reasons. And people have crap that they struggle with that keeps them playing small. And being able to tell my story this time added more clarity to that. Yeah, it makes a difference, and it really does help other people see that they can get past their stuff just because I was able to get through my stuff. And I think that's true with the whole book. Everybody has in the book has amazing stories, and it's just showing if the 19 of us could get through it and do what we're doing, you can get through yours, you know?
Yeah. I look at the faces of the authors, and we are all women. That wasn't intentional. Men could have participated if they wanted to. I didn't have any particular intention to be female focused, but we are all women, but we are from, all walks of life, all levels of education. You're a freaking attorney. Mm-hmm. I'm a high school dropout. Like, we got the gamut going on here. We've got a PhD. We have, we have two doctors, both Melissas. the range of people and the kind of lives that we've all lived, I feel so excited for readers. They're gonna find something to relate to somewhere in the book.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that statement.
When it was all said and done, and I was reading all of the stories, I was just blown away. When I was first ideating about the book project, I thought it might be about weight. Like, mm-hmm. that I would curate stories about big women like me. But then the more I played around with it, I thought, you know, that's not what all my shit is not about my weight.
Right.
And it just didn't feel like a right focus. And I'm so glad I didn't go in that direction, because we would be missing so many opportunities to relate to other people and to realize our shit is never special.
Right.
Never, never. Yeah. That maybe there's a unique expression in our thoughts, but mm-hmm. it's all shit.
Yeah. And you never know how the people's stories came. Like, a lot of my weight gain was because of the crap I was going through, mm-hmm. and the health issues. And I'm on two medications that make me gain weight. You know, it's just like a whole lot of things like that. So I think my invisibility was the issue. And coming out of that has changed everything, you know, including starting to reverse the weight gain. So I think that it's I think it's important that we looked at all of those different stories. Skinny women have issues.
Yeah.
You know, they have to get through. Rich women have issues they have to get through. Poor women have issues they got to get through. And men have issues too. I think that the reason that so many women gravitated toward this rather than men is that women tend to almost, like our society almost cultivates poor self-esteem in women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think more women deal with it than guys, even though guys do deal with it.
Yeah. I remember the first time I stood next to a beautiful woman who said, I hate my skinny legs, my chicken legs. Like, and I'm looking at this gorgeous woman and my mind is blown that mm-hmm. she has zoned in on this one element of her body that she deems not correct.
Yes.
It definitely shifted my perception about body positivity.
Yeah.
I don't know, did you ever see the photo shoot from our Beach Printers event last year?
I think I have, yeah.
We invited everyone at the event, if you want to be part of a body positivity shoot, wear whatever you want, meet us out at the beach. And we had women of every size. There was a woman there I think if we lined up, judges would say she's got a banging body. And she's damn near 50. And we had, you know, every size, height, shape in between. And as I'm looking at the photos later, I'm just ecstatic and thrilled because it represents that body positivity is not just about fat women feeling better about themselves. It's about everyone feeling better about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing their, you know, that their body is precious.
Yeah, because body positivity is a mindset thing. It's not even about the physical,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so once you understand that, it changes everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I could talk more about this. what do you really want for readers to gain from your story?
What I really want them to gain is the understanding that they can make their dreams come true. It's really in their mind. All of it is a mindset thing, no matter what they're going through. Your mindset determines how you achieve success. And that doesn't matter what your age is, what your gender is, what your nationality is, what your ethnicity is, what your race is, your mindset is going to create your success, how you do it. So you have to take action, but you have to have the right mindset. And that doesn't mean we're all playing on an even playing field, but regardless of what your playing field is, you can do what you need to do if you have the mindset that you can. And that's really what I want them to get out of it. That mindset is the thing that creates your success.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks for being part of the book. Thank you for making time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me as part of the book. I'm really excited about it.
Welcome back. Wrapping up episode number 61 of Love People and Make Money. Aren't you so glad you met Pam? Heck yeah. I can't wait to see the people that she inspires to become more visible, to even become aware of the ways that they're hiding out will be huge. Time to go get the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. Going to take you over to Amazon. The Kindle version is only $2.99. Get your copy. come back to the website, claim your gift. The Get Past Your Shit Group Coaching Intensive. 6 sessions where we're going to dive deep into what is your shit? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is it stopping you from doing? And what can you do about it? Tangible steps we're going to take together. I am so looking forward to this. GetPastYourShit.com. And if you already have your copy of the book, would you please share it with others? Tell people about it. Tell them about the gift, the coaching program. Such a wonderful opportunity to bless somebody else. Introduce them to people like Pam and all the other amazing co-authors. Thanks for spending this time with me. I'll see you in the next episode.